Hi, this is Ritik Krishnan for Yvonne Brown. Yvonnebrown. Date of birth 2/13/1958. Date of service is 9/25/2025. The patient Yvonne Brown, Yvonnebrown, is here for her complaint in the chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 9, pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 7, pain in the right hip to the tune of 9, pain in the left knee to the tune of 10, pain in the right big toe is around 4 to 5. Patient reported these pains are going on for last 10 years. And patient had a right hip replacement. In 2015, at a DMC hospital, the hip replacement was done fairly well, but according to her, now this hip replacement is painful and is causing back pain also. Patient also had 5 spinal taps. She fell on the left knee 2 years ago, where x-rays were done and it was found to be swollen. An MRI in 2025 for left knee shows, well, the reports are not available. It was done in Michigan Orthopedic and Spine, for which the records have been ordered to be released. Providence Hospital emergency room drained almost like 200 cc's of fluid out of the left knee. But the report of that drainage by the pathology was not provided. She doesn't know. According to her, pain in the right hip area, back area, lower back area, and the left knee area is continuously present as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, and tender. 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 for severity. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by nothing. She has had various x-rays, CT scan, MRIs that are being compiled together. We have sent a request for record release. Currently, the patient has denied any sedal anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance, no incontinence of the urine bowels, moderate difficulty in walking is reported, but no fatigue, no weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, or lethargy. No history of any automobile accident is reported. History of presenting illness, patient has no headaches or any symptoms of TBI. Only issues are neck pain is not reported, middle back pain is not reported, lower back pain is 9, left hip pain is 9, and patient has reported falling. The pain in the lower back is 9, with no radiation to lower extremities, no numbness, tingling, or weakness of the lower extremities. Pain in the right hip is reported to be 9 by the patient, and then pain in the left knee is 10. Pain in the right shoulder is around 7, and she can move up to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Some pain in the right big toe is reported. So far, the patient has been to primary care physician. She has seen Michigan Orthopedic Spine for almost a year, and she has not done any physical therapy, no chiropractic. She has not done any surgery, injections, no medicines, no MRIs have been done for the lumbar spine. Please review the records for the system review for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, he worked as a clerical, legal history, and personal history, and also ADLs and diagnosis page. Physical examination, the patient is 68-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is walking with some pain and intalgic gait. However, she is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. She's not wearing any braces or using any cane. Blood pressure is 131 over 96, pulse 83, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'5", weight is 155, temperature 97.5, respiratory rate is 20. Rest of the exam will come from the template. Except in the skin, there is a scar of 12 inch in the right hip area for the previous surgery. Neurological is normal, musculature is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection palpation is normal, spine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm none, hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman signs, Perling, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotoal test are all negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test, are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. CAMP test was positive. Other than that, Belinsky sign is negative. Bregard test was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral SI joint showed positive Faber test and Gosselin test, but negative sternal flexion, negative iliac compression, negative distraction test. There was no tenderness of the SI joint either. Examination of the extremities. The right shoulder examination reveals the following. So right shoulder and then left knee and the right big toe are examined separately. The rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please look at the template. In the right shoulder joint, on inspection, shoulder is appearing completely normal. On palpation, there are no crepitus or any grinding noise, popping noise. Shoulder range of motions are passive motion is normal. On active motion, patient can do maximum 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Special tests that were carried out are Hawking-Kennedy test, empty beer can test that are positive, speed test, near test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Motor power is normal at 5 by 5. Reflexes are normal in the right upper extremity. Left knee examination reveals the following. There are no scar on the left knee. No erythema, no effusion, no tenderness, swelling. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is 135 from full flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus, varus are noting none. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, positive. Macmorris Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension negative. Right hip shows a large scar of 12 inches from previous surgery. The examination on inspection does not show any swelling or alignment problem. On palpation, there are no tenderness, swelling, or any contractures. The range of motions are found to be completely normal at 140 degree flexion extension, 40 degrees of external rotation, internal rotation. Motor strength is 5 by 5. Valgus varus abnormality non-present. No, there is no leg length discrepancies. Patrick Stein Trendelberg's test negative, log roll, LE test, Thomas test, negative. In the right big toe examination, no negative findings are noticed. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a laboratory test, uric acid level, rheumatoid arthritis, and hemoglobin A1C. An MRI for lumbar spine is ordered, and MRI for left knee is ordered to find out further issues and pathology so that a correct treatment plan can be ordered. Maps have been reviewed and meditations are not provided, no narcotics or non-narcotic, and patient will visit us in 10 days' time. Other than that, physical therapy is not ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to SAC, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI will be conducted once the records from Michigan Orthopedic Spine are available. And interventional pain procedure, none are ordered at this time. Surgical options, neuropsych, evaluation, attended care, casework are not warranted for this patient. Past medical records are order release, investigation. MRI for lumbar spine and left knee is ordered. DME, none. Education, yes. And follow-up visit in a week time. Thank you.